Let us start on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Beishamei Oimrim Bebal O Beyovam. Beishamei Bebal Veloi Beyovam. Misil Oimrim Bebal O Beyovam. Omar Rabbi Shayes, now Rabbi Shayes is going to say Pshat and Beisilu. That's what Beisilu held. That there's a din miyun by the Yovam also, Meme'enes l'mamore. That means if the Yovam made Maimer, so then she could be Memayim. Ve'enam Meme'enes l'zikosa. But Samazai to make Miyan to be Oikah the Zike, she can't be Oikah the Zike. Omar Rav Chizde, that means the Zike remains, the Zachiyav Chalitza. Now, the only thing she accomplishes with her Mian is that if he had made Maimel, so by being Mayan in the Maimel, she won't need again. Omar Rav Chizde, my time at the Rebbe Yeshaya, what's Pshat? Maimel de Midaito Motzi Okro. Maimel that was Midaito, she could be Oikere. Zika de Baal Kolcho Loi Motzi Okro. Zika, which comes about Baal Kolcho, this is a Peyotze from the Kedushin HaRishayim, that she can't be Oikar. The Ritve says two things. Number one, he says, according to Rabbi Yeshaya, to understand that Beis Hillel only said that the Miyun helps for the Maimer. So that means, according to Beis Shammai, even the Miyun won't help a fellow for the Maimer either. So, Lachere, what is the Maimer of the Yovam worse than the Erison of the first husband? So that he says, the Sfile Beis Shammai de Kivan Dakati Agide Bei Machmazike. Since the Miyun is only a partial matir, by tikkun la rabbanan Miyun. He says, Miyun was, napshat is your chiseling off halakim. Either it works or it doesn't work. So here, Beis Shammai held that since lemaise, the Miyun will not be a complete matir on the issues of the Yovam, will only take off the Maimer, but she still has cook and she needs chalitza, so they want misakin, and he still holds on this chalik, they want misakin. Now, what is pshat, that is a chalik of Maimer midaito, so that Miyan helps according to Beis Hillel, and Zikas Baal Kocha doesn't help. So the Ritva says, the gedel Miyan, the kivin, the ktanahi. Since she is a ktana, she got married out ktana, she ain't dato sholem, so the das to begin with is not a das leme, osa dibur mevatel dibur. So the gather of Miyun is that the das klusha, which existed by the kedushin harishayim, becomes nisbatel by the Miyun, osa dibur mevatel dibur. But the Zika pshat is, the Zika already, that's not her das. That's already, she's only chepening in the Zika, and the Zika already is a dovo memele that came about through the Nesum Rishonim. So that she can't be Oike. That is pshat and Rav Chizda. Let us see Rashi. Omar Rabbi Yeshaya, Memeenes, Lemamori, Lebeis Hillel, Domi, Memeenes, Beyovim, Lemamori, Memeenes. Shim also, Bo Maimer, Memeenes, Voikrosoi. She's Memeen the Maimer, and she's Oike the Maimer. Shaloite, Tricha, get Lemamori, that she won't need to get Lemamori. Abba Chalitze, Shibishvil Zike, Loyoko. The Baal Kocho, Mikidushe, Rishain, Umikoyach nesuyin rami alei the kefil aloshan l'davoyin, you don't understand kedusha rishin umikoyach nesuyin Ramyalei, this is already Baal Kochav, Oberishen Lemiyana. I mean, she wasn't a Mayan in the first husband. So Mamela, so the issues of the first husband, Zadovo Shal Kayome, and now, so that issues created a Zika. So then that Zika she can't shepherd. Because that's Baal Kochav, that's not her creation. So the Gemara asks on Rav Chisda, Rebiye de Baal Kocho Omotzi Yokcha. But Rebiye Sarashi says, Bias Yovon Baal Kochi Kedama Babo Yevinto Yevom Yovi Le Baal Kocho Omotzi Yokcha. And she can be oike this. That means she's oike. You're telling me that the whole lumdus of Mionis, Osi, Dibra, Mavato, Dibra, everything that was done, Midaito, she could be Mavatolit. So it's not true. She could be Oikel the Yibum also. She like the Tzicha Getla Biyose, the Omri Beisilim and Me'enes Biyobam. Dum Yid the Baal. Beisilim said whatever she does to the Baal, she can do it with the Yobam. So she Tzicha can be Oikel the Ishus of Yibum. Ella, so the Gemara says, no, we have to say a new pshat in Rabbi Yeshaya. Bia ubaiva, the hookah of it, bia umaima, that he made, motsuyokro, zike derachmon erom yalo, loy motsuyokro. The Ritva says, Bapshatan Rabbi Shai is like this, that the Kivan Shaloi Miyano Berishin Bechayov, Kva Kaimo Nisuyim. So, Mamela, the issues of the first one, there was no Miyan on that issues. Beini Yechoyle Laokro Laacha Misose Klau. So that issue she can't be oike. So if that issue is there, so Memele, we gave her a koyach to be oike issues that was made by Katnusa. So that issue she wasn't oike. It's finished. And now this is a peil yaitse. Zika is a peil yaitse of that issue. So if the issue wasn't nekar, so Memele, al kaponim, there's a zika. Uladi day, the Ritva says, Afilu miyano bebal beferish, veloi tzalak and nesuin, ain lo rishus lachamoish. You only have a schus akira, cause money's alive. So now that ishus is kayim. So memela, so that ishus create the sarachmonarom yalo. So the Torah said that from ishus, if he dies without children, there's a zikir. So that she can't chapel with that. That's a prayer yoitse from the ishus. Masha Enkein, all issues that is made by Katnusas, I be Daitas, I Baal Kocho, that she is a koyach to be oike with me. That is what Rabbi Yeshaya says. Uloma meme'enes af lezikos. Ula says she can be memayin, that means if she's memayin la'acher, so she's oikel the zike, and there's no chiyav chalitza. My time, nisui kamoi ka okro. She's oikel the nisuim kamoi. So memele, and the sui kamoi, she always has a kayach to be oikel. So the Ritva says, Bachat, she's oike nesuin kamoi, rotzisi bebali horishain, liyois niseis loi, avolenis ratzisi loi, sheyaski keini liyovo. So that means what I wanted the nesuin, because money was alive, but I don't want that the nesuin should be Zaykik Mele Yibum. So there's an Akiran the Nisuin Taket. The source of the Zik is the Nisuin. So I don't want a nisuin that'll be zaykik me to yibum. So I don't want she's oiker than nisuin kamoi. She don't. If you start from the zika, then you'd be right. You're not starting from the zika. You start from the source, from the shayrish. She's oiker than nisuin kamoi. Eisvei rova leula. So rova is the kasha to ula. We learned in the first mishnah and the beis amid beis. If you had, let's say, a bas that's miskadish midarabono, and the husband died, and there was a tzore, is kol sheyachayla mayin v'loy miyano, tzoroso cheletzes v'loy misyabemes. So that means that a ketana, which is an erve, fell together with a tzore. So the tzore is cheletzes v'loy misyabemis. V'amai, so why is it v'loy misyabemis? According to Ula, afilu la'acha, Mrs. Baila, she could be oiker than nisuin kamoi, because the nisuin kamoi is creating a zikim. So temayim hashte, so let her now be memayim, v'takrinu l'nisui kamoi, so come out she never was married to the mace, and therefore it comes out that her tzor is not a tzor herself, v'tisyabem tzoros. That's the Gemara's kasha. So why don't you tell her now to be memayim? Before we go to see the Gemara's Teres, before we see Rashi, I'd like to learn a Rashi on that Beis Amid Beis, and then we'll see that Rashi by us is not a poshet Rashi. And that Beis Amid Beis, the last Rashi on the Mishnah explains Pshat v'Haloch, V'chol ha'yechayla l'mayim, and she wasn't the mayim, who may sochiv, is hail the kedusha ain el midarabona, since her kedushin is only midarabona. The zikas nefilosa midarabona, and the zik is also only midarabona. Is ain a patera sarosa minachalitza, so she can't pata the tzora minachalitza. Because the tzore is falling liyibum min atayre, and she's only a tzore self a midarabono. Lesiabe masure kid meforish time be bimor sheniris tzore self. That we'll see later in our sugi that afilu she's memayin it's niris kitzore self. That we'll see later. But Rashi explains why is there a din chalitza. Zadin chalitza because it's only a darabona. Kedushayno midarabona, zikas nefilosa midarabona. So therefore, so she can't pata the tzore that's lechayr is falling leibum minatoyr. Let us see Rashi by us. Kol sheyachoyle lamayin beperikame bitoy ktane hanesue loochiv. That she's married to his brother, and she's falling liyibum now to him. So Rashi says, "V'lo kibul avia kedushin." Now this issues that she's married now to her brother, the father was not mekabel the kedushin. Kigoin sheisi avia tchila la'achav nizgash, because it's speaking about that the father first made nisuin. And some emela, and then she got a get. So she's out of reshus avia. After nisuin, she's out of reshus avia. So emela, he doesn't have a koyach to be mekadesher anymore. V'hi yisayma b'chayei ha'ov. And from this Rashi also would seem, the way we mentioned yesterday from the Ritva, that Rashi holds that after, when the father is out of the picture, minatera, full midarabonon, he can't be mekadesh anymore. The wife and the brothers can be mekadesh, but he's out of the picture. The like kibbalavi kedushin, that means he couldn't be mekabel kedushin anymore. speaking about that she's out of his reshus. V'yichaylo l'mayin. Now, she could have been m'mayin, b'chayei b'aylo, v'loy mi'an oboy, but she wasn't m'mayin, who makes, and now he died. Sarosa chayletzes. So, her tzore is chaylets. Now, Rashi seems there's a problem. Why is the tzore chayletzes? So Rashi in that base and that base says why it's tzoros or chiletzes, because she's only a tzoros over midarabon, it's minatere de zozike. Here Rashi says, she ainzu tzoros habas lihipoter mishem tzoros erba. She's not a, she can't become potter al tzoros erba. Hoyul vabas yechoylo lamayim. Since the bas could have been Mamayim. Einam Nisuyim Gemurim. So it's not Nisuyim Gemurim. The loy Misyabemes. But she's not Misyabem. Hoyo Voloy Miyano Abbas. But she wasn't Mamayim. Avolahach Tzores Elva Bemiktsas. So Rashi is a very shvere Rashi. Rashi has problems over here. Number one, there's two things to understand. Number one, why does Rashi have problems? Rashi Dav Beis Amid Beis explained it beautifully. She's only at Sarasarva Midarabono. And number two, what is Rashi saying over here? Hoyul Bahabas Yechoylo Lamayim. Einam nisuyin gemurim. V'loy mishyabemes hoyo v'loy miyano habas. Since she wasn't memayin, avilahach tzoros erva b'miktzes. Perhaps we could say pshat in Rashi, I don't know if this is the true pshat, but maybe this is a shtickle pshat in Rashi. We're going to have further in Perek Beishamai Daf Kuftes Amid Beis a svore of Rabbi Elozo, that Rabbi Elozo held that according to Rabbi Gamliel that if a person married a ktame and later, she becomes a gedoyla. So, when she becomes a gedoyla, I feel he wasn't boyel her, begadlusa, she becomes ishta minatayra. Godly, the chi godly godlo ba'ado. And Rashi says, Afagav dolei boil, then the katsha hasht, even though when she became a gdeli, wasn't boil her to make now kedushin, mikol mokim, mishegodlo, tofsi, kedushi, miikore. So the kedushin is chal miikore, viigoli, milse, lamafreya, that she always was ishtoi. That's what Rashi says. It's a shrekloche Rashi. He says, Rashi saying, Amurim de Kechidish, that a person was Makadish Akhtane, and if she wasn't Memayin, she became Magdoile, so then she becomes an Eishas Ishmina Teira Mishas Kedushin. Breshena Machayla can Rashi Pshat in the Gemara. But the Kerneure asks on Rashi, what's Pshat in Rashi? How does it become Kedushin Deraisa? She was the Kedusha Ktana, and she wasn't Memayin, and then it becomes Kedushin Minatoy. So, the Kerneure wants to say Pshat in Rashi as follows. That Rashi held, why is Kedusha Ktana only at the Rabbonim. So it's only at the Rabbonim because she's a lav basdas. She's maskim to the Kedushin.
she's allowed bas deis, and memela her das doesn't mean anything. But what happened? She was married to him till she became a gedoyla, and she never was memayim. And now that she's a gedoyla, so we have here askomis of a gedoyla that that what she had done 5 years ago was the right thing. It was a good thing. It was a smart thing. So if begadlusa, you see that she wasn't the mind when she became a gedoyla, the whole time, I mean, so now you have igoli milsula mafreya, that das that was in existence, bishas kedushin, was an emissary das, and memele, and therefore she becomes an ashes ish minatera bishas the kedushin. So, about Kaponim, that's what Rashi seems to say in that Kuftes Amid Beis. So perhaps, now, what did Rabbi Loza learn to our Mishnah also? Koshi Echailu Lamayin V'loi Miyano, Tzarosa Echailetzes V'loi Mishyabem. So could be Rashi here the Kash, according to Rabbi Loza, Tzarosa Echailetzes. So the Mishnah means to say, let's say her husband died when she was 10 years old. So it's Tzarosa Chaletzes. Tzarosa is always Chaletzes. Afilu, let's say she became 12 years old now, it's still Tzarosa Chaletzes. And she never was Memayim. So L'chaira, now we see, why didn't you say Goli Milsalem Afreya that she became Ishtay Minatoyre and now she should be a Tzoros Elbe? Could be that is Pshat M'Rashi's Kasha. Rashi is asking according to Rabbi Loza, who holds if she wasn't Memayim, is so it's Goli Milsalem Afreya that the Kedushin, Bishas Kedushin was Kedushay Deraisa. So what is Rashi saying? So Rashi says, let us again see Rashi in a Vainik. Tzarosa, she'enzu, why is Tzarosa Chaylatzis? Aishis a Tzoros Elbe. She'enzu Tzoros Abasli Potter Mishum Tzoros Elbe. Hoyul Vahabas Yechoylo Lemayim. Since the Bas is Yechoylo Lemayim, Einom nisuyin gemurim. So das merashi means that when do you have a biru that it's ishes minatayre, that's dafke, I think if she was married to him till gadlusa, so then it becomes an ishes minatayre. But over here, he died before that. So she wasn't the Mayan. She wasn't Memayim because it's not Nege anymore to be Memayim. He's dead already. But from her imiyun is not a raya that she's taket sefriden with the Kedushin. You have to have a biru that she was sefriden with the Kedushin. If he's dead, so there's no biru. So oyo babas yechoylo lemayim, that means theoretically she could be Memayim. She could be Mamayin. That what she wasn't Mamayin doesn't mean anything. Is Einon Nisuin Gemurim. That means that's not a biru that it was Nisuin Gemurim Mishas Kedushin. She could have been Mamayin. So Mamela, so she could have always told us that the Das of Shas Kedushin wasn't a true Das. So we can't say this is Nisuyin Gemurim. The loy misya bemes, but Yivam there also can't be. Ayev loy miya no abas. She wasn't a mine. So could be lemaise, I do have a haskome on the issues. Avelo hachzos erva bemiktas. Could be Rashi saying, she's a bereise dike, Tzoros Erva B'miktzos. Hakaponim, this is a shvera Rashi. Let us get back to the Gemara. The Gemara asked Akasha and Ule that Ule had said that according to Beis Hillel, after her husband dies, she could still be oiker the nesuin kamoi. And as we mentioned before from the Ritve, she wanted the nesuin because when he was alive, but she does not want the nesuin to make a zika on her, so she could be oiker the nesuin kamoi. So the Gemara is takasha. So if she was a tzor, if she was an elve, let her be oiker the nesuin kamoi. And Memela, then the tzor, you'll be able to be miyabim the tzor. That's the most kasha. Eis ve'rov lula, koshe chayla l'mayim v'loy miyana tzarosa cheletzis v'loy misyabemis, v'amay t'mayim hashte v'takrinu nesuyin kamoi. V'tisyabim. Let her now be memayim, and let her be oiked in nesuyin kamoi. Tisyabim tzarosa. So the Gemara answers, Tzoras Erve Shani. A Tzoras Erve is different. The Toni Romi Bayecheskel, Mi'ano Bebal, we'll come to this Teretz in a minute, but first the Gemara brings a different aloche. Romi Bayecheskel said, Mi'ano Bebal, and Ktane was married to Reuven, she was Mamayin in Reuven. Muteres la'ovit. Now she's allowed to marry Yaakov, his father. Why? Because it's not called kalosai. Miyun is oiker nisuin kamoi. So it comes that she never was married to Reuven. She never was married to Reuven. So mamela Yaakov can marry her now. Miyana bebal muteres la'ovit. Biyavam. But what happens if the husband died, now she was memayin biyovam, asura loviv. So now the oviv cannot marry her. And I don't say nisuim rishoinim ka'okra. Nisui kamoi ka'okra. Is alme bishas nefile niris kikalosai. Because bishas nefila niris kekalos, ochinami bishas nefila niris ketzoras bitoy. So the Yashrishakiv brings down from the Ramban that the Ramban said pshat in this Gemara as follows: Be'emison Ula holds that afilu the husband died when she's memayim. Doesn't matter what she says, the miyun in Yisod is a miyun on Nisuin Kamoi. She's oiker than Nisuin Kamoi. Whatever is happening now, she's a skuke. This all came about because of Nisuin Kamoi, so she doesn't want the Nisuin Kamoi. There's nakir on the Nisuin Kamoi. In 100%, you're right. That theoretically, the miyun should help. And you should be able to be miyabim the tzor, 100%. But the Rami Bayecheskel told us that mi'ano biyavom asura la'oviv. Now this thing we have to understand. Why is she asura la'oviv? She's oika nesuin kamoi. So Rami Bayecheskel said that there's Lomdis, and then there's Aniris. In Lomdis, the Miyam is Oike Nesuim Kamoi. That's in Lomdis, in Meike, so therefore she's really Mutter, Afilo Miyano Biyavam, she's also Mutter Lo'oviv, Meike Rade. But there's Niris. What's Niris? Niris means, to the world it looks, that the Nesuim was a Nesuim. The Nesuim created a Zika. You'll tell me she's not Zokuk anymore? I'll buy that. But I'll explain it. The mean is Eike the Zika. That means into the world it looks like not that you're Eike the Nesuim Rishonim, To the world, it looks like Yoike the Zike. Now, if Yoike the Zike, so that means Nisuim Rishonim was Nisuim. So she was married to his son, so she's Kalosai. That's how it looks like. That's the Niris. So the same world looks at it that she wasn't, that the Torah was a Torah service. She was married to his son. And so therefore she became a tzoras, now she's like a zike. But since b'shas nefilah she was a tzoras erba, niris ke tzoras erba. That's how the Yashar Shaki brings down from the Rambam Pshat Ma'agamor. Let us see Rashi, tzoras erba shani, b'afal gav de mahani mi'in l'ktani yob yivom ba'alma, l'mei pek b'loi chalitza, the mi'in l'ktani, is good. Le mahani legave erve miyano bavia she yevom le mehevi tzarosu muteres liyovom. Why? The toni romi ba yecheskel ktano she miyano bebal. A ktano that was mamayin and a husband b'chaye baila muteres li nosi la'oviv. So she's permitted to marry his father dokrasinu le nisuyin. She was oike de nisuyin. Vahavya kanusa mafuta, that she's mutalovit. Avo meis bailo. But what is if avo meis bailo v'loi miyano boy, but if her husband had died in b'chayiv she wasn't a minim, umiyano biyova, afal gav de nafke b'loi chalitza, she doesn't need chalitza. Alme, so on Lomdis it is because Nisui kamo yoko, v'lohochi asura lo'oviv ne'mar esayim. So the oviv she's also smar esayim. De mishas nefile, bahani Nisui kamo le'mepol kame yovo, because b'shas nefile we see the Nisui kamo was mapol le'yovo, mulatzricho mil le'gabi yovo, is Niris Kalosei Shel Chamer. So she looks like she's really the daughter-in-law of her father-in-law. Ochinami Avogav Da'okel Nisui Kamoi L'maisei Tzakoike Niris Tzarosa Ketzaras Bitoi Ha'ilv'ani Nisui Ochi V'bitei L'mir Mikamei. Zokte Gemara Vaite Omar Rav Miyano boze, yeva ktane that fell liyibum, and there's two yibumim, is miyano boze, asura loze, she was memayin in one yovom, she's also to the second yovom, vididahave abalas haget, just like abalas get, balas haget lav, kiven de itzere lo, Lechad itzrelo lekulu, just like one yovam gives a get, so she's also to that yovam. She's also to all the brothers. So chinami loishna. So the same thing, since she's itzrelo lechad, she's itzrelo lekulu. What does Rashi say? Miyana Yevom Bechad Mina Achim Yevomim Asur Lekulon. She's also told the brothers, Abalus get him, Nosan Lechad get, Posla Al Kulon. The Ritva says Pshat, Miyana Bozet. So the Ritva says, Mikivin Shalai Miyana Bebal. She wasn't the Mayan in the Baal. Niris, it looks, ki'ilu nesuyim habal kayomim. It looks like the nesuyim of the Baal is right in the Niris. Kol's man, she was tachas baila, she wasn't mamayin. So it looks like that his nesuyim is kai. Elo she'oikeres zikosoi shol yovo. She's oiker the zika of this yovo. So it's an akir of the zika, the avala legabe keshis ach shalei b'moke mitzvah. So she became posel to this yovo. She's Eike the Zike from this Yobo. So Rav said, just like when one brother gives a get to the Yevome, so he's Eike the Zike from Abbot, this Adin, that it passes on all the brothers. She's also now on all the brothers, even though the get was given through one brother. The get is like a chalitza de rabbonon. The get was mafkiya the zike from him, but the get al kaponim passes on all the brothers. Now, when she is memayin in one yovam, so she's oike the zike from him. And lagabihim etzaneishes ach shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. She's not oike nisuin kamoi. It doesn't look like that al kaponim. It looks like she's on Yoke the Zikit, so when there's of course Zikit from him, so she's not only also to him, not only to him does she become an Ashes Ochshi Yesh Lebonim, she becomes an Ashes Ochshi Yesh Lebonim to all the other brothers. Midi Dava Balos again. That is the Svara of Ra. Ushmul Oma Miyano Boze Muteres Loze. Shmuel says, no, she was memayin in one yovam, you're right, she's also to that yovam, but she's mutter to the other yovam. V'loidomi lebalas haget, this is not similar to balas haget. Balas haget, hu deka ovid bo, a balas haget, he gave her a get. Hoche he ka ovda bei, here, she was memayin in him. The omra le reina boch, I don't want you. Vuloit savina boch, I don't also loshen of rotzen, I don't want you. Bochu de le reina, ho bechavroch reina. He says, the etzem miyun, the etzem miyun spells out an iser to him and a heter to the other yavo. The Ritva says, shesayva shmul hod sheine nesam neymarisai. He says, Bemison, there's no Israel, period. Bemison, she's oike nesurin kamoi. But we got living with Maris Ayin, that it looks to the world like the nesurin kamoi is a nesurin. She is falling liyibum. And now, she was oike the zike from this yob. But that's what it looks like. So, kivin sheine nesam ne Maris Ayin, Ein lanu lodin loze aliki yevomesh amos beze hayovim ani reitze vein I reitze beze. He says, you have to, the mean only works on him. I mean, here, she's saying it klo boch ani reitze. She's saying, you I don't want. So if you're going with Maris Ayin, go with what we see. She said, Rocha Bitrachtan, I don't want you. So that means I want the other one. So if you understand this, that there's a hafko of the Zika to him, she says it and it becomes like that, but she also said, I want the other Yavon. So with the Marisain, we have to go complete with the Marisain. So Memelech, for him, she's Mavkiya the Zika. From the other Yavam, she's not Mavkiya the Zike. That's what she said. So my mail to the other Yavam should be Mutter. But she ain't came by get, this is a dimis tomish lichusa da'achim ka'ova. That means that, each Yavam is matter the Zike from the whole bias. That's the Seder of Chalitza minatayre. That's the Seder of get me the Rabbonim. So Memele, so whatever he does affects the whole bias. Mashenken here, we don't have a Seder over here. This is, Minatoire, there's nothing. She was already, Afilomi de Rabbonon, there's nothing. She was Oike, the Nisuin Kamoi. There's nothing over here. But looking in the Maris Ayin, that it looks differently. It looks like she's bekoich to be oikah the zika from this brother. Okay, so that's what it looks. So we'll live with this. So gabi this brother, she's also. Gabi the other brother, she's mutter. That is Shmuel. Shalabokoponim. So we're going by droge. Rav said she's also to the older brothers. She's an Eishes Achshi Yeshle. She shaloi b'mokim mitzvah to all the brothers. Shmuel said she's only also to the brother she was memayin to. So, but the other brother, she's muta. Ravasi yoma mi'ano boze muteres afiluloi. Ravasi holds that she's muta to him. The miyun does not in any way affect anything. Just like she was muta before to him, she's muta after the miyun. So Rav Asi, we have to understand. So the Gemara says, "Leimeka b'shaye sviraloi." So Mestama Rav Asi holds like Abishaye. Abishaye said that if you're according to Beisul, you can never be mamayin in the zik. It can only be mamayin in the mam. The zik that she can't shepherd with the zik. So memele. So there's no me in period. Shmuel says, no, that's not Pshat and Rav Asi. No, could be Rav Asi holds, you could be Yoike the Zika. Not like Rabbi Shai. Aye, so you could be Yoike the Zika, so why when she's Mamayin in one Yovam, she's Mutter to that Yovam, to this Yovam, upon him she's an Aisha Soch. That the shleibe mokim mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Oche b'shnei evomi maskina, the ein miyon lachatzi zike." So this is what Rav Asi holds. Rav Asi holds, you could be oike zike, there's such a thing, but you can't be oike chatzi zike. That means that already is adarada. Either there is a zikah, there's no zikah, but to split up the zikah, legabi you, there's no zikah, legabi him, there's zikah, there's no such thing. So memele, so this mian wasn't chal, because you want to be oike rachatzi zikah, ain't mian lachatzi zikah, so the mian wasn't chal, so therefore she's mutter to all of them. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ki osa rovin omar Rabbi Yochanan, miyano boze muteres la'achen. Now Rabbi Yochanan said, such a member, she was mamayin in one yovam, she's muter to the achen. The loy hoy du loy, and they did not agree with Rabbi Yochanan. Man loy hoy du loy, Omar Rabbaye Rav. Rav wasn't made at him. He says because Rav said that miyano bozeh asur lozeh, and here he says muteres lachem. Rav wasn't made. Rava Oma, Rabbi Shaya wasn't Moide, but Omri Lo Rav Asi. Now let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Zogt Rashi. Oma Rabbi, Rav Loi Hoide Loi. Rav wasn't Moide. Di Oma Lo Miyana Beza Asura Loze. And Rabbi Yochanan had said, the miyano boze muteres la'achin. Now the second lashon was Rav Oma Rabbi Shai Eloi Hoideloi. Midekoma Rabbi Yochanan muteres la'achin. Af al gav de ihu gufe nami b'mashme. It goes on this Yavam also. Umiu iika achen en, ba'avalei miyun lachatzi zike, kerabasi. Avo bechad Yavam demiano bezike shuleime asure. So Rovi said a different pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. Rovi said that miyano boze muteres la'achim means to, not, she didn't say muteres to the other brothers, muteres muteres loze, muteres la'achim. So Rav understood what does Rabbi Yochanan mean. She's mutter to all of them. Now, but that's not Rabbi Yeshaya. Rabbi Yeshaya learns that you can't be memayin lezike, period. So thulu, this one yavam, it's also muteres like, because you can't be memayin lezike. No, Rabbi Yochanan said, muteres la'achim means if there's two brothers and she was memayin to one, so then she's muteres to both brothers because I mean lachatzi ziki, oza kavasi. But if there'd only be one brother, then it'd be also. So Rava is coming to tell us that Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik and Rabbi Yeshaya. The omri lo, in others say, that that is chaylik and Rabasi also. Vamilo Rabasi, nami lehoidolai. Vecholskin Rabbi Yeshaya, et Rabbi Yochanan davke lachin omar veloiloi. Rabbi Yochanan means davke v'achin veloiloi. Zok Tosfos, midi dahava abalos aget. Now this is going on Rav. That Rav said, if she's memayin in one yavam, she's memayin to one yavam, so the din is that what? That she's also to all of them. Midi da'ava ba'alas aget. Iksha Rabbeinu Yehuda, imkein miyana bebal. She was mamayin and her husband, amay muteres loviv, meichish midi da'ava ba'alas aget, shasur loviv. It's a very shver at Taisvus. The Teferis Lamoisha asks, he says he doesn't understand what Taisvus is asking. Rav said, that's sicher, if she's memayin in the Baal, so it's nesuim rishonim ka'okri, she never was married to him, so memayla, she's mutter lo'oviv. What the Gemara says, not the Gemara saying that miyun is like a get. Gemara never said that. Rav never said that. Rav just said, but when she's memayin in the zika to one, when she's oika the zika of one, so that akiris zika works on all the yavamim, just like when one yavam gives a get, so it works on. And she's also to all the Yavamim, when she's oike the Zika for one Yavam, that's what Midi Dava Balas again. But what Shaykhus does this have? What Shaykhus, here we're talking about Rav said a different Allah in Gansen. Rav just said that if you're Memayin in one Yavam, so the, you're making that you're an Eishah Soch Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah not only to this Yavam, to all the Yavamim. Just like when one Yavam gives her a get, she becomes a Loyivne, not only to him, to all the Yavamim. When she makes herself an Eishah Soch Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah to him, she makes herself an Eishah Soch to all the other Yavamim. That's all what Rav said. But Rab never said that miyun is like a get. So memela, so what's the Rabbeinu Yehuda's kasha? So him came miyun a bebal, why is she mutter to oviv? Made nefesh midar bebal as a get. He doesn't understand Taisu's kasha. But davoin, you don't understand Taisu's teretz either. Vo'oimer de shem ha'oche shaykh la'meichish tvei. Kiven she'eina ishtoi, ve'eina asura be'miyun, Hu adin de get lo yosa lo kivin shayna ishtoi. That means, we're talking about the other brothers. That kivin she'ena ishtoi, she's not the ishtoi of the other brothers. So if you say eina sura b'miyum, if you say she's not also b'miyum, who adin de get lo yosa lo, so I get also one asa kivin she'ena ishtoi. Don't understand, to the Yavam, she was in the mind, she's Icha also. So you see, Klo, that Eina Ishta is not a factor. So the Baini, the Kash is very schwer, and the Terence is very schwer to understand. Man loy hoidu loy amar abaye rat. Now, Taisis explains the Gemara, the same like Rashi, but a little clearer. Man loy hoidu loy, we had Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan, Bakula Zike, Yeshmiya. Vahor de kom amotos lach meinu af loy, kibin de emin lachatzi zike. Nikadamri omru ravasi, vachoshkin rabbi shayb chem pesh bekuntos. Zog de gemora weiter. We hear a machlaikis in the Mishnah, if mien has to be befonov or shaloi befonov, or afilo shaloi befonov, beshami oimrim befonov, tanya omrulam le beisilo, omran beisilo beshami. So, Beisilla es Beishame Yesha. He's saying, mean is only Befono. Valoi Pishen Hagamul. This was a person. He was, by profession, he was Mustama Manik Gmalim. His name was Pishen. Miyana Ishtoi Shaloi Befono. His wife was Mamayin Shaloi Befono. And it was an accepted fact that the Miyan helped. So, you see that means Shloi Befonov also helps. Omer lehem beishamel beisilo pishin agamol. He's bringing a garay from pishin agamol. Bemido kfusha modat. He acted to her in a very krumoifim. We'll see exactly what this means. The fikach modu doloi bemido kfusha. So such a person, miyum helps. Afilo Shloi Befonov. That means, theoretically, it would be preferable she should be Mamayim Befonov. And maybe that would be a deterrent to her that she wouldn't be Mamayim. That's the preferable meaning. But this Pishin Agamol, he was a Shtikol Eisvov. So Mamele, they made that here, me and Shalei Befonov also helps. What was this avle? Midika ochel peri. He ate the peris. He was mafsid the peris nichse meluk. He wasn't stamazai. It was very not nice. So memela, for such a husband, he can make me and shalai befonav. No, he must be the ochel peri pshita nesui, vamri beshami nesui loy memane. So the Gemara says, the Midah Kfusha was because he was mafsed her peiris nechsemelut. So the Gemara says, so it's he was nesuin. Beishamay says, a nesuilei memane. So we have a new problem now. So how did the Mian help? And the Gemara treki triob dubei. They forget they did two things to him. They with the novelty snabble. Forget, you do avlis, we'll show you, so we'll also do to you. So the mean shalei befonov helps, me and bayin nesua helps. That's how Beishamai answered Beisilu, but that's not in a normal case, that's lekovet pishin agamol. Let us see Rashi. Mida kfusha modat, me mida kfuya modat, loshen einor, Kemaydeit bishulei hamida. I think it means like you put the mida upside down on the bottom of the mida, not the inside of the mida, on the back part of the mida, you might. So whatever can fit on the back, that's what you're giving. But you're not filling up the mida. The mida kfusha moda. The mida kfuya moda. Loshenaino kemaydeit bishulei hamida. the bottom of the midah. He's not in the inside of the midah. Mechaverim etzosi b'tesef that they hold us kadeira shehi nesune ha'isikfu shalo shanich bishani ba'ifer shayam mafsid nichsei meluk shalo. So the Gemara is nichsei meluk shalo, so was nesuin trei kitri avdi bei shnei kshorim also olav l'rosai. Let us see Taisus. Trei kitri of the bay. Birishaumi porich. Now Birishaumi asks Amoiru b'kekashe. Birishaumi asks, there are hilchus miyum. Now b'shamai, it told us hilchus miyum. What's hilchus miyum? Number one, ein memayin in the suez. Number two, ein memayin el abafonov. Fine. So, the Yerushalmi understood the Kashe. So, what happens if you don't make a proper Mian? So, it's nothing. She's an Eshashish. Here, there wasn't a proper Mian was not made. She was Mamayin Shaloi Befonov. She was Mamayin Altsanesu. A proper Mian wasn't made. So, Mamelis asks, no, Beishamai. She must say, no. We wanted to show him. He's a nice wolf. We'll show him. So, frekte Yerushalmi, ilu ha'oise dovo shaloi keshure matirin erve shaloi, shemata neishasish, I don't understand you. Fine, he did an avlus, so do something to him. Counsel him. But how you matter? It's no miyun. So, memela, there's no miyun, so she's a neishasish, how you matter neen, he's a erve. Meshani Rav Chisda Hoda Omre, so from here is a raya, Ovro miyano mina nisuim vishloi befona valdatai de beshame miyun o miyun. So the Yerushalmi answers, and we had mentioned at the beginning, started learning beshamai, that the Rishonim HaMadaik eimemanim el arusais, eimemanim el befona, so nilchatchila tikadin in Bezn. Bezn should not make a miyun. But b'diyevet of Bezman made a mean, it zicha helps. So memela Beishami never said that a mean shloi b'fon of a mean of an asuah does not help. It zicha helps, but we don't do it. Abu Fanaisvof will do it to show him. That's Yerushalmi's tell us. Now, Taisus says, personally, they ask me, the einzu kushe kolkach, the kash isn't as a gefelach, nikola meima, it could be the ein meman in the suis means not only l'chatchila you don't make the mean isn't chal. And taka the mean isn't chal. Ay, how would they matter? Oh, since all things are kedushin the rabbonon, zavkin the rabbonon the kedushin minay. That's how they say, that's, I would say, lulei divrei di Yerushalmi. Zogt die Gemara weiter, we hear in the Mishnah, Beishami oimrim bifnei bezn, bisul oimrim bifnei bezn, shaloi bifnei bezn. Nan hosom, achalitze v'amiyunim bishloyshe. Mantan, who holds that mian has to be bifnei shloyshe? Omarabe, Beishami, it's Beishami. Abayom afilatayim beisilu. Ad kalay kami beisilu, avad loy binin mumchim. Beisilu holds that you don't need mumchim. Beisilu also holds you need shloishe. Davri said shloi bebezn, you don't need a bezn of smuchim. Avo shloishe bina, but the maida that you need shloishe, kedusanya beishamay oimrim, bifnei bezn, u beisilu loimrim bifnei bezn, vishaloi bifnei bezn, ve'eilu ve'eilu moidim shetzor shloisho. So it's double talk. What do you mean? You don't need bezn, but you need shloisho. So that's right. You don't need smuchim. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon machshirim b'shnayim. Behold that shnayim are also good. Oma Rabbi Yosi b'Amenyumi Oma Rav Nachman alochek oisi azug that shnayim are good. What does Taisvus say? Machshirim b'shnayim u'odin b'chad, or shetzorech la'edus shemiyano. Edus have to know that there was miyan, but the etzem maisa miyum does not have to be bifnei shnayim halacha kaisa zuk pesh menachanal dafke b'diyevet aval chatchila loy de machshirim diyevet mashme. That's how the menachanal learns pshat. The ritva brings other rishenim loy machshim efel lachatchila. Now let us see the lotion of the Mishneh, so understand that the Gemara's kasha. The last bov in the Mishneh was as follows: Amru lehem beisilo beishamai, mameenes vehiktano, shikibi memayin otzktano. Afilu dalid vehei po'omim. That means the mother marries so off, she's mamayin. The mother tries a second husband, she's mamayin. It could be four or five times, no problem. It's kedushin darabonon, and if she's not happy with it, she can be mamayin. Omru lehen beishame ein benoishis Yisrael hefkin. No, it doesn't work like that. That it shall be every month in Gedanishtik shall get married again and shall be Mamai. No, it doesn't work like that. Ella Mema'enes. If they married her off once, she's Mema'enes, Umamtelnes at Shetagul. She won't get married again. Finished. She'll wait till she becomes a Gedayla and then she'll get married. Then it says, Vitimayin. And then she'll be memayin, vitinose, and then she'll get married. So we learned Rashi in the Mishneh, vitemayin barishin, she'll be memayin in the first husband, vitinose, ubigmora porch, omina, bekvach, odazim, she was memayin already. Now you have to wait till she becomes a gdolah. So what's utemayin vitinose? So let us see now the Gemara. Beishamei oimrim temayin. Temayin betinos. So the Gemara asks, she was memayin already. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel says, Beishamei holds, she can't get married again until she becomes a gdoila. Ad she tagdil, v'toyma roitza ani b'miyunim orishayne. That means that we need the mean bepoil was bekatnusa. But when she becomes a gedoyla, she has to tell us that she's maskim to the previous mean. What does Rashi say? The remiya nochod is him the bebaila, but Mike Tony with Tamayim with Tinose. Roitzani shemo chosro. That means before we start getting married again, let us see if she still is maskim to the miyun shel katnusa. So she has to say, roitza ni b'miyunim erishoinim. So finished, now we know the first issues went off, and now she can get married, kedushay deraisa. Ula omar tautiktoni. Ula said, no, you're not learning correct pshat in the Mishneh. Beishame said this to Eitzes. We're not going to have such a geshaft that she's going to make Eresin and then be Mamayim and another time it's Eresin and another time Miyim. No, no. Ein b'nois Yisrael hefke. But I'll tell you this two Eitzes. Oisha Tamayim, let her be Mamayim now. V'tagdil, and then she'll become a Gdela v'tayoris. Oisha Tamayim, Utemayin means oi. The vav is like oi. Above mafrid. Oi shetemayin. You don't want to wait till she becomes a gdola. Fine. Oi shetemayin vitinose la alta. And, but we'll make nesuin. We'll make erisin and nesuin bebasachas. That means you want her to get married now because nusa. Fine. I'll do that, but you make Eresin and Nesumba Basachas, and then she can't be Mamayin anymore. We're not going to have more than one Miyam. So either one of two. If she's not interested in Nesuin now, so then she'll wait till she becomes a Gdoila. If she's interested in getting married again, so we tell her, Abba Rebetzin, this is going to be Nesuin. And Me'erisin and Nisuin Bebasachas, and that's it, and you can't be Mamayim. Oishetemayim Betinosi Lalta. So the Gemara says like this, Bishleim Ma'ula Haino Ditoni Adshetagdil. Adshir Tagdil, or of the Timoin Vitinose. That means we need Nesun over here. We're talking about El Lashmul Adshir Tagdil Vitaimemi Boile. Who was talking about the Vitinose? She has to say again Adshir Tagdil Vitaima. Let us see Rashi. Tatik Toni Lam Lemehedo. Lamayin zimnachita that she should be mine a second time. Latalte milinin amenes mantenes mila oris lachat shetagdu kdesh leitachzor tamayin b'sheini. Oy! Im rotzer salve hinose meenes bebal but hinose laalte, and right away she makes no nisuin the sulemenes l'bayshamay de nisui. Zok the Mishnah. Eizu iktane shetzricho lamayin. Which ktano needs miyun? That means, where was it al kaponim akedusha darabonon that you need miyun? Kol shehi siyuha imo va'acheho o yacheho lidaito. That means she's maskim to it. She's maskim to it, and they married her off, so that's akedusha darabonon. Now she needs miyun. He siyua shiloy ledaito. If this kedushin darabonon was done without her rotzen, ain't not tzricha l'mayim. So then it's not kedushin darabonon. So then there's no need of meal. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus oyma kol tinoy kishen yechayla lishma kedusheo ain't not tzricha l'mayim. If she's not, she's not old enough. Lishma kedusheho. This is from 6 to 10. Then you have to kolechla from chufei delay. I think lishma kedusheho means that she should know that she's married and she's also lachayim. I think that's a touch. Lishma kedusheho. She doesn't know that. She doesn't understand this. Is ainat zrich lamayim. So she has to have some sort of a yediyah lishma kedusha. Rav Elozer oimer imaisa ktana klum. He holds the never, this kedushin darabonon does not create any chalois. Ela kemafute. In what bas yisroel lekoyin, leseichel betrume, bas koyin le yisroel, toichel betrume, there's no chalais, not lahokel, not lahachmel. Abelazar ben Yaakov, oimer kol akovish shehimine ish, kilo hi ishtoi, kol akovish emish, kilo eina ishtoi. That we have to see in the Gemara. In my sektan, I look at my foot, the 20 bas Yisrael, the coin, I say, the chmish, I need to say, there's no chalais issues. Kol akov kol ma shehimu keves etzle bishviloi, ki lehi ishtoi, bigmor meforesh mai. Oma Rav Yehuda va omri lo bimasnisin tona. Berishayna yekais vin get miyan. They used to write in the get miyan, loy reine bey, adomanim, loy tsevine bey, the less anaboy lisnas vilei. They said a whole nusach of showing that, spelling out she doesn't want him. Given the chazu, the nafish tibur, since they said there's a whole nusach already, it's a psaganza geshaft. Omri, so they were afraid, osi lechlufe begite. So people will be machlef this with a get. Ist kinu hochi, biyoin pleini, miyano pleinis, pas pleini banpono. So then they made, they took out all these lashonos. So Rashi says, "Osi lachlufi begite, sheichtevenu soifer boir beget gerishin legarish boisha." That means this is a pesanusa chazar. Leirina, Leitzerina, Lesanaboy, so Mamela, he won't know the difference between Mion and Get. So who write this for Get also? This sounds very, very official, very sophisticated. So he might go and write a Get with this Nusach. So therefore they said, Agora Mandra Nusach, Piemploini Miana, Ploini Spas, Ploini Manponen. Taisa says the same thing. Osi lach lufi begitte pershich devenu seife bul beget umashme mikam l'shabish mashekosu betikuni get mien lei beiner lei rina bei ol kesvini kel gemashme hoche. So Taisa says it seems that the tikuni get mien it says this nusach. So Taisa says it can't be. Agamara says we don't write such a nusach. This is a dangerous nusach. The Ritva says a different shot, also lechlufe begitte, that people will think that this is a get, and therefore they say that Kedushin is in Taifis, Vagabi the brothers, and Kedushin is in Taifis Pachaisa, because it looks like a get, it looks too much like a get. So therefore they said a different Nusach. Tana Rabon. Ezel mien, when, what is called mien, omra I efshi bepleini bali, I don't want him, I efshi bekedushin shekidishuni imi veochi, I don't want the maise kedushin that my parents made, that my mother made, my father, my brother made. Yes, okay, omra Rabbi Yehuda. So here she spelled it out bluntly. She doesn't want him. She doesn't want the kedushin. And afilu yeshaves ba'apir yoin v'hileches mi beis avio lebeis bailo. That means this is the day of the nesuin, and she's yeshaves ba'apir yoin, and they're fearing her, the bringing her to lebeis bailo. For omro, so this is yoim chsunoso v'yoim simchas libo. This is. And she's playing along with the whole thing, and in this apirion that they're bringing her to her future bow, v'omri iev she beplaini baili zeu mir. This is also a mir. So what's the chiddush? I feel like she yeshavas apirion. So Rashi says v'noisin oisa they're carrying her mi beis avir la beis baila lechupet. For Omri Yavshi boy, Dikala Maima, Iloi boy lay, Teches v'teisel. So, where are you going along? Get off that period and go back home. They're taking you with a chuppah, mit mazin toid yishama, and they're taking you to the husband, and you say, I don't want, but it seems your actions are not masim with your words. So get off and go back home. For Lochi have a meal. Fetnish Kankashis. She's not so intelligent. She's a ktane. She's just telling what she wants. But the violets, it's a very nice mahalach. It's very musical and interesting. It's a show. She should miss the whole procession. But she's saying that she doesn't want it. Yes, I can. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, afilu ho yoichen mesubim bebeis bailo. She's bebeis bailo, and there's guests, v'yoimedes amashka leyem, and she's serving them. Omro lehem, and she tells them, iefshi bepleini baili. So, arei humir, now what's the chiddush over here? Afilu oichem, the leke bezdin, these are people who won't be mefarsim this. She tells them, "Teich advorim," which also doesn't seem that this yesh dvorim begat. Afal pikein, she said it. They heard it. Finished. That is a teiras mien. Yes, I can. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, filo shigra baylei tzulchenveni lahoviloi chayfetz mishaloi. He sent her on a message to bring back something from a chenveni. For Omre, and she tells the Chemni, Evshi Bepleini Bali, Ein Lecha Mien Godlu Mise. It's also Mien. That's the Chiddush over here, Eitzel Chemni, Deleke Ela Chemni, Zanya Chemni there. Pikala Meimev Shem Be'atrecho, Hu Lahavi Leichev, it's Mishaleh, that's why she said it, but it's really, she really does not mean what she's saying. Afal Pikein, Ein Lecha Mien Godlu Mise.